everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to have another wonderful evening with some healing. So we'll just talk briefly about the light ship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. There's only one creation light ship. It's what Jesus used for his ascension healings and teachings 2,000 years ago. So the reason why they're here is to help us regain our spiritual identity so we could be more heart-centered, get into our heart to know our spirit. And this is kind of what the mission is about. So we're going now to just do some healings with everybody. And if you're new to the site, just click on Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down a little ways. If you wish to talk to us on the BBS Fast Chat, then go underneath the beautiful light beam and click on the BBS Fast Chat, and it'll come up on the left side of your screen. And then you can enter in there your name and a message if you wish. And if you want to put your email in, then your name turns colored. If not, it'll just be white. And either way, we get it. So we're going to first do a wonderful clearing. We're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. And so if you are new, there's nothing for you to do. Just kind of sit back and relax. The Creation Light Ship, these beautiful light beings, do all the work for you. This is not like most healing modalities here where you have to actually do something to have a result. It's done automatically for you. Remember, the Creation Light Ship is where you were created with your spirit, and all life forms that are in the light come from there. So here we go. We're going to start with your heart center. And you may feel movement inside of your body as this moves around here. So there we go. The heart chakra is perfect. And now we'll go up to your chakra number 5. That's your throat. And we're going to move that and reposition that energy around a little bit for you. So it's in proper alignment for your invisible bodies to accept more healing energies. That also includes your physical body. Perfect. Sixth chakra, this is your forehead. I want to call it your third eye, your psychic screen. Going to reposition this for you. Wonderful. Now we're going back down below the heart. Your solar plexus, your power chakra, number 3. And move that around a little bit here. And again, you may feel energy in your body shifting a little bit. There, perfect. Number 2, and that feels very good. And number 1, which is the base of your spine, your tailbone here, wonderful. So we're doing an opening now for everyone. And I'll use the word spin as we open up this energy field. And normally the chakras are maybe 2 to 4 inches in diameter. We'll go out to full body width for you so you can regain more energy for healing here. So here we go. We're going to the heart. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Great. Now we'll go up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Good. Third eye. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Wonderful. And now we're going back down below the heart, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra, just below the navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your tailbone. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. What we're going to do now is make sure that your spirit's in your body properly. So we're going to take you out of your body just for a split second here and put you back in again. So you're going out, and now you're coming back in, and you're going to be in your body the way you're supposed to be, in perfect alignment. That feels great for everybody right now. And what we're going to do now is drop your consciousness. We'll call it your ego, your mind, into your heart center. This way you can be with your spirit inside of your heart. And this is where you should be living your life. And naturally, this earth plane is not easy to do, to stay in your heart. But for this show, we'll put you in that for you. And these channels will be connected, made through all the time for you. So if you wish to do it yourself, which I hope you're doing daily, it should be pretty easy to do. So what we'll do is just visualize, if you like an elevator. And your 10th floor is on your forehead, number 10. And some people actually see like a little arrow going down as you connect to your heart, like you see in the elevators, okay? And the first floor is your heart center. So I'm going to drop you down. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. This is your waking consciousness. Again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So I think we'll just do some entity clearing here. And then we'll have Sylvia come on after this here. So this is going to get rid of entities that you have maybe attached to the outside of your body, maybe internally someplace, or, you know, in your consciousness. So we're going to release them now. Now we're going to call back your spirit to you. And it'll be balanced and healed from the traumas that it had before it left you. So here we go. Wonderful. And I'll count to 10 again as you come more into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more entity clearing here. And this you should be doing daily too. It helps you get more into your awakening consciousness here of your spirit. Remember, your spirit should be guiding you. And if you have entities inside of your head, which we all have, they come into us, then, you know, they can have us do, you know, goofy and foolish things. So you want to always be, if you can, connected to your spirit and your consciousness. And here we come. We're going to do a clearing now on your spirit fragments around you. And you may actually feel them building up around the outside of your body as they want to come in. Might feel a little force field there or some warm energy. So they're ready. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. There you go. So we had a question, I think, a few days ago from Ed. And his question on the fast chat was about entities. So this kind of ties in with what we're just doing now. The entities will never go into your heart center because they don't live there. And there are people who use or think their spiritual guidance is the voice inside of their head, which is entities. So you definitely want to be aware of who and what's talking to you. And like I say, you know, if you're not home, who is? So it's like, you know, pulling the handle on a slot machine. You know, are you going to come up with, or is it going to be an entity? And so you want to always make sure that it's you giving you proper guidance. So the way to do that is to drop into your heart center. And I have a lot of people asking me, well, how do I know if this healer is good or that this the modality is good or is this pendant good for me? My answer to you is, and even, you know, through this show, is to go into your heart center. Ask your spirit. Your spirit is there to direct you and guide you through this lifetime. And so you want to always connect with your spirit to see if what is happening is proper. And if you get any information inside of your head, it's not going to be, you know, your spirit talking to you there. It'll come from your heart center. So I'm hoping to have this ingrained in all of you that you want to always go to your heart. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down into your heart some more here and also bring in some more of your spirit fragments. So here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, wonderful. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, and welcome, everybody. And I just want to say a couple things first. A couple of thank yous. One to Don at BBS for keeping BBS going. And another one to Nima, who's been helping. And he posted those pictures at the bottom of the fast chat. For any of you that are on the fast chat right now, you can bring up the picture of the light being or the Creation Lightship insignia right at the bottom of your fast chat screen. So thanks very much, Nima, for doing that. That's great. And so we're talking this week about the universal shift and all of the changes that have been happening on planet Earth. And I'm sure that if you've been here, you've noticed some. But we might talk tonight about some ones that maybe you haven't noticed yet, and we're just going to get into that. And any questions you have about the universal shift or what's happening, we would love to have them from you. on the Fast Chat. So go ahead and type your questions in, and we'll get to as many of them as we can in between the wonderful Lightship healings that Ron is bringing us. So I guess first I just also want to say one more thing, which is that we have an email address, which is radio@creationlightship.com. If for any reason you're not able to get on the Fast Chat and you have questions that you'd like answered, you can just send an email to that address and we will take them up on a future show. And we would love to hear from you actually either on the Fast Chat or at radio@creationlightship.com about how you are liking the radio show and if anything that you, if you have any favorite things or particular things of interest and how it's affected your life since you've been a listener. So we'd love to hear from you. So I will turn it over to you, Ron. I think we are all curious about the new energies that are coming in on the planet and, you know, things like the new colors of the rainbow, all types of things like that, and the energy just feels different. So can we talk a little bit about the different energies that are coming in and maybe do a sampling of energies from different time periods?
Yes. If you haven't noticed, you know, the last few years, the rainbow actually changed its colors. So if you have a garden hose, just put it on a light misty spray and with the sunlight and look at the colors. The colors are going to be very, very vivid. They're neon colors, very fluorescent, and they're just wonderful. The old colors are kind of muddied looking, and the bands between them kind of blended. Now they're all separate. And another thing, if you check out trees around, the auric field around trees is very, very small now. They're not allowing anything to take their energy. And so this is because of the universal shift happening. Remember, everything is an inward movement now to regain your spiritual consciousness. And so this is what you should be doing, too, is to, like, backpedaling and getting all the energies collected inside of yourself so that you can move on. So what we're going to do is just to show you the difference in frequencies here of given time frames. We're going to go back starting at 1957. So maybe some of you are old enough to remember that year. If not, if you're younger, you probably won't. But we're going to bring in the energy on planet Earth in 1957, and you're going to be able to relate to how it changed by sampling that against what we have now, which is 2007. So we're going to have a light ship do this. They're going to bring back the database and the energy that's here. It'll just be in your room, and we'll just experience this here and just see how it feels. And so here it comes, so we'll just bring it in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, for myself, I just feel like there's not a lot of psychic energy outside of myself. Like my psychic radar has been turned down somewhat. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Yeah, I would say that it definitely felt like there was less of that kind of energy going on at that time.
And we'll just put some music on here just for a minute and allow you just to experience this yourself. And just kind of use your normal talents of what you normally do, connecting to this energy from the planet, and just kind of see how it feels and how you can relate to it. going to go to another year. We'll go to 1977 from 57. So we're going to have the Grace Energy come and take away the energy from 1957 and bring in 1977. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That one's definitely different too. So again, just kind of sample these energies now and just see how you feel. Bring in the Grace energy again, and we'll bring in the energy of 1997. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so again, just kind of sample this energy so you can see what's happening here to maybe your physical body during this universal shift. And kind of enjoy how it feels here. On the fast chat from Raquel, it's are there higher frequencies hitting the planet, or is this an illusion? It's hard to answer that question. What I would probably say is that the frequencies may have always been here, but the energy that's here that could be in the illusion is causing deception. And so what's happening is we're getting more pure energies that's being transmitted here. So the densities are being released, allowing us to move more fully into these frequencies. People normally talk about increasing your spiritual energy. Well, your spirit never changes. It's who it is. Just that you're waking up more into its divine energy. And as you come more into that energy, you're becoming more of who you are. You're not really changing frequencies, so to speak. You're changing into more of who you are. So hopefully that may have answered your question. So higher frequencies during the shift, yes, the whole planet will become dematerialized, including the whole universe. And then you will have the choice to move to a different reality of consciousness. And we'll see a different dimension. So, or the same dimension. This is all your choice of whatever you choose to do. This is the advantage of having the universal shift. I will do one more energy here. We'll go back and we'll bring in the energy of 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked the earth. So here it comes. So we ask the Grace energy to come in now and to release us from this current energy and to bring in the energy that Jesus had when he walked the earth here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, just sit back and enjoy this wonderful energy here. Remember, everyone's a little different flavor of the divine, so experiencing a time shift here in humanity's consciousness.
About you, but for me, I felt those energies at very specific different chakras, and it was almost like the 2,000 year ago energy. It seemed like the consciousness back then was concerned with survival, and I felt it more like in the power chakra, and then later the energies closer to present time, higher up. Do you have any idea why that might be, or does that seem like how you sensed it?
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way. The energy kept getting more, like, condensed, a little thicker, so to speak. So it was a different sensation. Maybe we'll see if somebody else can come on Fast Chat here and describe what they had sensed also. We have something right there, looks like, here. Can you read it, Sylvia?
It hasn't. Let's see. I'm going to try to refresh because it hasn't popped up for me yet.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, someone's asking for a sample for energy in the future, 2017.
Oh, well, okay, here we go. That's a good question. I can't do that, Gus, because the light is only in the now, okay? And so since it's in the now, it can only go back in past history. So the future is not created yet. So you might be going, gee, that's really strange. Why do we have predictions of things happening, and how does that work? So I'll just describe that to you. So what we have here, we're caught into a matrix of energy, mind energy, and this thought energy, mind energy that we're attached to, which we'll call the matrix, is what is being used by the dark side to control our thoughts. And this matrix energy has a life plan for everyone in that matrix energy, according to the different frequencies that they transmit to us down here. So we're like being remote controlled. And this matrix energy is what has the predictions in it. So when you go to a psychic, they can read your thought energy of where you are right now, and according to that, they can extrapolate from that about what's going to happen to you in your near future. And this is how that works, because you're following a predetermined script of energy. Now, the light only works in the now, so there's never a tomorrow, but there is a past in that now, because there is, you know, the past of what you've experienced. But going forward in time does not exist for them. So I hope that kind of answered your question. I could bring in the energy of the matrix. I guess, you know, that would be here in 2017, but that'd be a negative aspect, and I don't want to tie into the darkness. And the darkness are the soulless extraterrestrial beings that are off-planet, that was not created by the light, and this is who is actually controlling us in our consciousness. This is why it's very hard to have a clear thought, because they'll take away the process that you have of your being in the now, and they'll take you out of the now and change your thought so that it's hard for you to have a clear thought for what you're planning to be doing, even like in the next day or a couple days or something. If you naturally write it down on a piece of paper, then you're going to remember, you know, what you want to do. But if you remember it inside of your head now, because we're close to ascension, these soulless beings, the dark side, does not want us to ascend, so they're adding a lot of confusing energies to us. So I hope that answered your question. I do see the energy of 35,000 years ago. Yes, I can bring that one in, because that's definitely from the past. Okay, so I don't know how it's going to look, but here it goes. So we'll have the grace energy come in. And we'll bring in the energy of 35,000 years ago. Okay. And I'm assuming this is, you want this to be on this planet. So this is what we'll bring in right now. Okay. They have it here for us. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll just put some music on again and just kind of sample this energy here.
Let's take up a couple more questions on the fast chat. Let's see, we have a question about our request, if you can connect our ears to our heart so we aren't listening to entities.
Okay, we'll just drop you back into your heart center more here. So here we go. We're dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we'll just visualize your heart having ears on it and a mouth on it. So here we go. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. That should help you somewhat.
Okay, great. And we have a question. Will we have a choice? What about our loved ones if they choose differently?
Well, that's a good question. Everyone has a choice. The choice is, how much are you in your body? That's the only choice that you really need to know. If you're in your body all the way, then your spirit will know how to do the ascension process. If you're not in your body, then you need to know how to do that and get rid of the density so that you'll be able to do this ascension process. So, like I say to everybody, how much do you love your body? Because your body is what is being used. That's the vehicle for ascension. If you don't take your body with you, then your body won't ascend. It'll die like normal because it'll have no life force energy. And then your spirit will move on like it happens, you know, with everybody who, you know, basically passes away. The body dies and the spirit moves on. But this is going to be an instantaneous shift. It's not going to be like a long process. The shift will happen. There'll be no more energy in the universe. Everything will just kind of like stop working. And if you're from the light, then you're still connected to the light, and the darkness drops away. Kind of like having an electromagnet. You undo the voltage, and everything falls apart and falls down and gets out of the way. This is why they put these shifts in place every 2,000 years. And then at that point, you're at free choice. You're off the earth plane, typically forever, because there'll be no more earth in existence, and you can go where you wish to go to. And then if some spirit chooses to take on the existing blueprint of the earth, then it will be rematerialized, and it can be wherever it chooses to go to. The earth spirit that we're used to resonating with is going to go to eighth-dimensional reality, so it's not going to be attached to this planet any longer. But this planet could be materialized, you know, 100 times or so, you know, elsewhere in the universe of light. And so it depends, you know, if you wish to go to it or not and how it's going to look. And it depends on the spirit that's designed to take over this large task of forming and remanifesting the Earth blueprint over again. Remember, the Earth spirit is as big as this Earth, and it mind boggles me why people think they can take their consciousness like a grain of sand and to do something to help the Earth spirit. You're actually getting in the way of progress and bringing in dark energies that you don't know anything about as you connect to groups doing meditations, doing prayer work, doing anything to open up grid lines, connecting to certain energy grids, vortexes, stargates, thinking that you're helping the Earth. All you're doing is taking in and opening yourself up to bring in negative energies here to the Earth. The Earth spirit is plenty competent to take care of itself. Doesn't need anything with us to help it, believe me. So don't give your soul away by these dark forces, by not knowing what you're doing, so even though it may sound wonderful to you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, we have a question. So they are predicting a pole shift instead of an ascension. Is that because they are trying to make people fearful?
Well, like I said, the light only works in the now. And so predictions are strictly energies that are moving toward a certain location or a certain energy field or an outcome. Remember, the Old Testament is a script for the dark side. This is why people have been able to decode it now with computers and to find events from the past that's there. Well, you just reverse that around. It's a no-brainer. You know, I think a third grader can figure out that if it works one way, it'll work the other. And so it's a sacred text that has been held through religions as, you know, sacred. And this is the script that the dark side uses to do their plans on humanity. So if we were smart enough to be able to input into the Old Testament events in the future, they would probably show up. And that's the energetic blueprint for the dark side to work with. So basically, what people are getting as far as predictions, yeah, it could be possible. The energy could be going that way. But the universal shift is going to happen regardless of what people predict. It's already in motion and it's happening. This is why we brought in these earlier energies for everyone to experience, to show you that there is something going on that you maybe can't put your finger on, but the energies and frequencies are changing. So I'll turn it back over to you again, Sylvia.
Well, on that note, you talked a little bit ago about the beautiful new rainbow that has very vivid, almost neon and very distinct colors, as opposed to the rainbow of the past that was more pastel and fuzzy, or less clear between the less distinct. Maybe you could bring in both that rainbow and then bring in the new rainbow.
Sure, okay. We'll bring in the energy of the old rainbow, and this will be the energy. We'll just go back 10 years here, and then we'll bring in the new one now. So we'll go back 10 years in time, and here comes the frequency of the rainbow that was here and is coming to us now. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it. So just sit back and relax. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so this is the old rainbow 10 years ago. And just kind of feel, sense the energy, see how your body responds to it here. Kind of restrictive. And so now we're going to bring in the new rainbow energy. Remember, this energy is going around you now continuously as you live on this planet right now. So here it comes, the new rainbow energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. This is a brand new rainbow energy, which you probably have experienced. If not, you're going to feel the change now as you become more conscious of it.
Different. It was really remarkable for me. The current one has just so much more of an expansive feeling and just very energizing and really powerful. So that was quite a difference.
Yes, that's correct. That's why I felt it too. So we can bring
great.
In the energy of the beautiful light being now for those who might be new to the show here. So what I'd like you to do is just go to your monitor and scroll down maybe about an inch and a half. And you're going to see a beautiful light being there. And it's if you can't find it, it'll be underneath the blinking flower there. And then we're going to energize her right now. So I'll just kind of put her in front of you. And she'll do some healing work with you. So here she comes. So it'll take about maybe up to 30 seconds for her to get energized. And just kind of watch the photo. I want to blink your eyes maybe every 5 seconds. And you're going to start to see the beautiful color rays around her head changing here. And her eyes will become brighter. You're going to start to see white light coming from here, this pure love energy. And you're going to also probably see her face become more three-dimensional. And it may begin to lift off of your monitor screen. And yeah, for me, she just changed just now. She has like a humanoid, we'll say, personality, love energy coming from her. She feels real. And remember, the light ship only works in the now, and they only work with the heart. So all these healings are heart-based healings, heart-to-heart. And remember, the heart is what love energy is, how the light ship creates everything. It does not use mind energy. That's New Age metaphysics terminology, and it's not what the light ship uses as far as creation energy. So you want to get into heart energy versus mind energy, controlling energy. So here she's here, and open your heart up. We'll do another heart chakra opening, and just think of maybe a healing that you'd like to have possibly, just one thing. And here we go, heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. So just sit back and relax and just sample our energy. Some people like to put their hand in front of their monitor about a foot back and move it from left to right. And you can actually feel your hand take on this energy. You might feel a warmth or tingles. It's very, very strong, and she'll bless your room where you are. And just request a healing now.
Beautiful to be in the presence of the light being, and the healing energy is just so great to feel it right coming into your heart center. It's beautiful.
I think we'll do another healing here. If you like, you can scroll down a little further and come to the Creation Lightship insignia. It's also underneath the fast chat there in the center if you wish to click on that. Either way will work. And looks like the caduceus, but it's actually different. It has the rings going up. The staff is actually DNA coding. And the wings are actually spirits leaving the source energy. And the little circles there, like the Olympic circles, those are actually the twin flame energies showing there in unison and in wholeness that we all have. So we're going to energize this here. So on other shows, you brought in the first six source energies. So we're going to bring in a few more here. So we're going to bring in source energy number seven. There's 12 initial creative source energies that created everything. This is number seven, and it'll come through this Creation Lightship insignia. So just sit back and relax here. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it feels wonderful. Stronger, stronger, stronger. And these are all heart-based healings. You won't find it inside of your head. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so again, just sit back and relax here and allow this beautiful energy to go through you as it does healing work with you. This is one of the source energies, number seven. Energy to come, and we'll bring in divine source energy number eight. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just enjoy this wonderful energy also. have the Lightship insignia here. We'll bring in the ascension energy of Jesus that he used from the Lightship. So the Lightship will bring down his wonderful ascension energy right now around you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Minutes to go here, so we'll just talk about what we offer here. Every Monday and Friday, we offer one-hour special conference calls. They're $20. They start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and you go to the Lightship. You're there physically, out of time, and the light beings work with you. So just a wonderful experience, very, very affordable for $20 for an hour Lightship healing session. And then once a month, and that's also true of this month, coming up on the 15th, September the 15th, we're having our standard four-hour Ascension Preparation conference call. And it's Saturday, starts at 1 o'clock, again, Pacific Standard Time, and that cost is $60 also, and we do water charging for everyone. So I guess we'll just probably be signing off here. Do you have anything to add, Sylvia?
Well, I just want to let everyone know we are going to be continuing with this topic on Friday night at 9 p.m. So if we weren't able to get to your question tonight, or if you have more questions, just come back and be with us Friday night, and we will get to those questions too. And until then, stay heart-centered, be well, and much love to you. Good
okay,
night.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Hi, everybody. This is Senior Seaver, and you're listening to Dr. Beth.